I feel lucky, but at the same time, hard work pays off. I mean, that's something that we earned, and we want to do it again. You know, it's something that we are all going to like strive for, and we're going to work our asses off for it.
Avery Moore led a high-powered New Lothrop offense all the way to a state championship last season. He's got a championship ring on his finger, and with this being his senior year, he'd like to add another one. And that's a Duff Said. This is episode 8 of A Duff Said. I'm your host, Duff Tyler. Thank you so much for hitting the play button on Podbean. Now, if you have not downloaded the Podbean app, all you have to do is go to the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store and download Podbean. There is no charge to download and sign up for Podbean. And once you've gotten that all taken care of, pound the subscribe button and become a regular subscriber and listener to A Duff Said. Tonight is the kickoff to the 2019 high school football season in the state of Michigan. For hundreds of schools across the state, there's only one goal. Spend the next 14 weeks to get one day at Ford Field in Detroit and play for a state championship. Now, the tiny town of New Lothrop knows a little something about this. You want to talk about a one-stoplight town? Well, that would be New Lothrop. And I know that because I used to live there. It's a great community, but there's not a whole lot there except for one thing that is the envy across the entire state, and that's the New Lothrop Hornets football team. They've made the MHSAA playoffs for the last 18 seasons in a row, and last year, they won the school's second state championship in football. One of the big contributors to that success was their quarterback, Avery Moore. In 2018, he had nearly 3,400 yards of total offense. He scored 26 touchdowns on the ground, and he added 20 touchdown passes. I'll be getting his thoughts on that amazing run and what it'll take to get back to Ford Field and repeat as champs in his senior year as quarterback of the Hornets. But first, I want to bring in his head coach, Clint Galvis. Now, Galvis has been the head coach of the Hornets for a decade now, and I want to get his thoughts on this year's group. Here now, my conversation with Clint Galvis and Avery Moore. What was the mood like in that first practice of the season?
Obviously, coming off of last year, I think there's still, kids are still pretty excited. I guess it was kind of business as usual, going into the first week of practice. I mean, for the most part, these guys all kind of know the routine. They know the schedule. They've done it, many times at this point. So, they kind of you just approached it with that kind of sense that, hey, it's back to work, business as usual. And I think, for the most part, we're all kind of ready to move on from it. I mean, that was the 2018 season, and this is now the 2019 season. And I think this team kind of wants to make their own mark. And, we're definitely kind of using that as motivation a little bit as far as knowing that feeling and kind of using it to kind of chase that same feeling we have. We all want to get back there. And, So, there's kind of two ways you can look at it. You can kind of be satisfied, or you can use it as motivation to get back there again. And that's kind of what we're doing.
Let's talk a little bit about the Hornets in terms of what you have from last year to this year. You graduated 5 starters on both sides of the ball from a season ago. But one unique aspect of your playoff run from last year was that you guys were able to get your JV guys involved in that playoff run. They got a chance to participate in that. So I don't think anybody should really be thinking the dreaded R word, which is rebuilding, when it comes to the Hornets. How will that experience pay off for some of those guys as they step into a bigger role?
Oh, it's huge. Just like you said, we had the opportunity to get some of these guys in, actual playoff games, and let alone the 5 weeks of practice they were able to do as well. And they were a pretty good group in their own right. I mean, they went 9-0 on the our JV squad went 9-0, and like I said, the whole JV team came up, and so we got a lot of young, hungry young guys looking to fill some of them roles. They said we lost 5 on offense, 5 on defense, most of those positions being up front, in the offensive defensive line. So, that's what we spent a lot of time this offseason, and obviously in the camp here the last couple weeks, really trying to, figure out our offensive line, best rotation, just kind of working on that chemistry and mesh with those guys. And we're definitely excited where we're at right now with that as well. So, they're only going to continue to get better and better as they play together as a group as well. So, I guess to answer your question, it goes a long ways. I mean, these guys, including the current seniors, I mean, if you add up all their playoff games, they got probably, a whole other season of playing time under the belts. And that adds up for sure.
So let's meet this year's group of Hornets. Who are some of the key returning guys from a season ago? And who are some of the new guys that are going to be stepping into those key contributing roles?
So obviously coming back for us, our big, big name, Avery Moore, our quarterback, who is, returning all-state player. And, currently just committed to Grand Valley, a heck of a talent. And so he's coming back at the quarterback position, which is huge for us. But alongside him, he's got a lot of skill guys and a lot of experience alongside him. We got two returning backs and junior Will Muron and junior Julius Garza, who were both starters as sophomores last year for us and will play huge roles for us. And then he also has two of his top weapons from last year and both receivers returning in senior Jacob Graves and senior Dylan Shadick. So skill-wise, offensively, we have a lot of experience. And should be, we got great, team speed there. And, we're definitely going to hang our hat on that experience that we have in the backfield and the skill position. And then up front, we have Colby Hemisberg returning, who was our senior, or who will be a senior. He was our center last year. And then Zach Savage will be our starting left tackle, will be a senior, who saw a lot of playing time last year. He got a lot of good rotation played in some big games for us. He's a new starter, but he also got a lot of work last year and some key situations. And then other than that up front, we got some juniors coming in to fill those roles. Jacob Burgess, Ryan Birch, are two for sure that'll be filling in along with Will Taylor, who also probably be filling in. So they're, we're not going to be maybe as big as we were up front in years past. But we're definitely very athletic up front and fast. So we'll use that speed to our advantage on the offensive line as well. It's what we do scheme-wise. We don't have to be, big and huge. In fact, we're just maybe better off being, quicker and things. So I think that'll, like I said, as we play together and continue to mesh up front, that's going to pay huge for us later. And then Cameron Orr will be a new face this year. He was the quarterback of the JV team, led them to a 9-0 season, so he's a pretty talented kid in his own right. But we'll be moving him around. He's pretty versatile. He can play tight end. He can play H-back. We can move him out to receiver. So he'll be on the field quite a bit, moving all over the place. And then defensively, we return most of our secondary and our line and two of our three linebackers. Obviously, the loss of Aiden Harrison is huge on both sides of the ball. Everyone else in the secondary will return. Dylan Shadick, who's returning, he was a senior who started at wide receiver. We were replacing him at corner and had, started for us as a corner as a sophomore. So he's got tons of experience there. So, we're looking solid defensively in the back or secondary. And then our linebackers, as I said, returning two of three there with Julius Garza playing on both sides of the ball. Trevor Bishop, Will Muron also getting some looks. And another new name this year will be Alec Mangino, who will be anchoring the inside of our defense, playing middle linebacker, replacing Austin Wendley, who was a great player for us last year. But Alec Mangino is a real tough kid. He's going to have a heck of a year, so that's a name to remember as well. And then up front on the defensive line, a couple new faces will be sophomore Isaiah Passick, who's just a sophomore, but a big, strong, physical kid. He's an all-state type wrestler, wrestles all over the country. So he's got real good technique. He's hard to move. He's great at hand fighting just from his wrestling background. And then next to him is senior Nick Albert, who actually has never played football till this year, believe it or not, but he's going to be starting on a defensive line. So that's how far he's coming this offseason. He just kind of came out, in the springtime and decided he wanted to give it a try. And, he's a big, farm-fed boy, and he's hard to move, and it's one of those things that sometimes you're almost better off if you never play because you don't have any bad habits. And these big guys get with our offensive defensive line coach John Long, who Just it's all about technique, and you know, he's taught him the right way to do things, and so he's going to be starting for us up front. And so yeah, you know, like I said, we're excited for what we have returning, along with the new faces out there. Well, are going to be stepping in. So you know, by no means do we feel like we're rebuilding. You know, and you know, a lot of these other teams that kind of reload, and I feel that's the same way for us. We're definitely not rebuilding. I feel like we reloaded, and we're ready to you know, make this title defense.
We touched on it a second ago. You are bringing back your starting quarterback from a season ago in Avery Moore. You know, there aren't too many coaches that get that opportunity to bring back their starting quarterback after winning a state championship. And last year, he was a huge component of that. He put up some huge numbers as a junior. What can we expect from him this season as a senior?
Well, he's sitting right here. I can let him answer that, but I mean, I'll put him on the spot, but obviously, he's definitely a team guy first, and obviously the numbers and those kind of things will come along with everything else. But first and foremost, he's just, you know, looking to help his team in any way he can. You know, and like I said, the numbers are all great and all that. But, you know, one thing I know that he said he wanted to do was make that decision of college football before the season started, which I backed him up either way, but I was definitely glad he decided to do that. And then, you know, it's almost like probably a weight lifted off his shoulders, and he can just kind of solely focus on his senior year and leading these guys to another title. And I know that's what's on his mind. That's his goal. But here, I'll put him on, and you can kind of direct the question to him.
Absolutely. Avery, thanks for joining us. Thanks for making the time.
Yeah, no problem.
So how excited are you to go into this season as a state championship quarterback?
I mean, like, I'm pumped, you know. I mean, but when you think about it, it's a new season, it's a new year. I mean, yeah, the team won states last year, but right now I'm no longer a state championship quarterback. I'm a going into the first game quarterback right now. So it's really, I mean, yeah, it's on my mind sometimes, but main focus now is week one and then the rest of the season.
I want to touch base with you real quickly on what took place in that state championship game a year ago. You had such an amazing season, but you were going up against a guy from Madison Heights, Madison, that was every bit your equal, and you two went out and put up the highest scoring state championship football game in MHSAA history. What was it like to be a part of that game and ultimately come out on top?
I mean, it was a shootout, because I know he didn't want to leave, and I know for a fact I didn't want to lose. But, it just really came down to who wanted it more. And, I don't want to brag, but I think I wanted it more.
I'd say you did because, you know, your coach, Clint Galvis, he'd been waiting a long time for that moment. And I know that there had to be a moment where you looked over the sidelines and you just gave him that look like, we've got this. We're finally going to get this state title and bring it back to New Lothrop.
He gave me that look all season.
Yeah, so what was that run like altogether, and what did you learn from that run as you guys went from week one all the way to the state finals?
Well, I mean, from week one, like, you know, I mean, we had a pretty good game, but, I mean, we still had things that we needed to work on, and all the way throughout the season, we kept fixing, like, little things, kept, like, working together as a team, kept, like, getting closer. And as, like, the year went on, all the extra games we played, we were, like, by far ready, beyond ready for the state championship game. And, I mean, all of us, like, we were a tight-knit group. We all, you know, like, we were, like the true, like, brotherhood, you know?
What was it like to finally get over the hump against Coamo? Because during the years that you've been there, they've been kind of like a thorn in your side. So what was it like to finally get past those guys and continue your playoff run?
I mean, it was a huge game for me and for, like, some of the other guys that were returning from the year before. That loss that we had to them, that really, really sucked, because I feel like we could have had another big chance at making it that year. But they, respect to them. They had a really good team. They're disciplined. I mean, they're a good group of guys. But finally getting the W against them meant a lot, and it just motivated us much, like, 10 times more. To get there, and, like, we're like, we got this.
What was your mood like when you got to Ford Field and you got to take the same trip that so many other famous players in the NFL got to take, going down that tunnel onto the field and getting to experience the atmosphere of playing in Ford Field for a state championship?
Well, I mean, let me tell you, right when you like roll up, when you got your pads and you're going to that back entrance, it all hits you right there. You know, like everything, like all, like you got the juices flowing, you got that pump going, everything's just like hitting you. And you get down to a locker room, change, you get all changed up, all that, and then you walk onto the field and you're like, wow, like I'm here. You know, like that's something that you dream about, like when you're little, and like it's something that you'll never forget for the rest of your life.
There are a lot of teams that never get that chance, that never get that opportunity to play for a state championship. You know, how special is it to know that you're one of the few that got that opportunity?
I feel lucky, but at the same time, hard work pays off. I mean, that's something that we earned, and we want to do it again. You know, it's something that we are all going to like strive for, and we're going to work our asses off for it.
In between that time, you put on that state championship ring. Like you said, hard work paid off, and you got yourself some pretty fancy bling. What was it like that first moment when you slipped that on your finger?
It was something else. I mean, opening up that case, seeing the light shine on it, and it was like, wow, you know, I finally did it. You know, like on the other hand, like it's like, let's go do it again. You know, it's something like I want to get another one. Like,
It's addicting. It is addicting. It's like greed.
You know, it's like I want more jewelry.
You know, I was talking to Coach what that ceremony was like when you guys got that ring. I talked to you, Coach Galvis, back in March, and he was telling me a lot of guys were taking selfies with the rings. They were showing them off. I want to know, how many of the guys put on their rings and then immediately went up to the girls in the halls and said, hey, check this out?
I'm going to have to go with the entire team. I'm not going to lie, we're all just, you know, kind of showing it off, trying to pick up the chick. You know how it is.
I know exactly how that is. I know that feeling. But now that you've gotten that, and you know the guys who are going to be around you this season, what's it going to take to get back to Ford Field?
It's going to take hard work, dedication. I mean, everyone working together as a team, you know. We all have to be on the same page, and we got to work well together. It can be done. There's a good chance that we can do it again. We have the team, we have the motivation, and I mean, now it's just up to us, you know?
I want to go to a quote that Julius Garza gave to MLive recently. He said, each team that you face from here on out, they're going to treat you guys as if the game against New Lothrop is the Super Bowl on their schedule. You know, does it make you guys excited to face that kind of pressure, knowing what you can accomplish? Or do you feel like there's going to be some guys on the team that are going to have a little bit of the jitters, knowing that, you know, from here on out, everyone is going to give you their best shot, maybe even a little bit more because they know they're facing the defending state champs?
Personally, I love the pressure. Like, playing in that state championship game, like, there was nothing that could be it. Sometimes it sucks, but at the same time, it's something that you love. And I know some of the guys on the team love it too. But I mean, the guys that are going to be a little, you know, like jittery about it, like we're going to be, we're a team. We're going to be there for each other. You know, we're going to help each other out. We're going to calm each other down, and we're going to play.
A season ago, Avery, you guys were a juggernaut on offense. 46 points per game is what you guys averaged throughout the course of the year, getting those 14 games under your belt and winning a state title. Do you feel like this year's group can be that explosive on offense, or are you thinking there might be a little bit of a drop off?
I think we can bounce right back. I think we can do it again. Like, it just depends on play calling, you know.
Like, put that on.
But no, I mean, we got a lot of returning guys and a lot of experience. I think we have potential to do it again.
I want to talk to you now about your schedule, because you guys are going to be on the road for the first two games of the season. It starts at Lake City tonight, and then next week you're at Mount Morris. What do you hope to learn about yourselves in those first two games?
Just kind of see where we're at, you know, like kind of see how we bounce back from a state championship season. See if we're the team that we think we are, you know, and if we're not, then we're going to work until we are.
I want to put this last question now to both you and Coach Galvis. You guys got a lengthy playoff streak intact right now, 18 straight years and counting, and two state titles along the way for New Lothrop. You guys have been around for a good chunk of that. What has been the one thing that has kept that going for so long?
It's
the process that was in place. I mean, it's not even, you know, when I came over here, it wasn't like we had to reinvent the wheel. The hard work and commitment, the kind of kids that are here at New Lothrop, you know, it just really makes it kind of easy to come up here and coach. And anytime you have even an off season workout in the spring and obviously throughout the summer, you're going to get, I mean, just about 100% participation. And I mean, I've been at other schools. It's not like that everywhere. So, I guess the hard work and commitment that the kids, it's just instilled in them from a young age. I think, this whole community is like that. They're just hardworking blue collar people. And, it's one of the few communities that I think, that it is still like that. And I guess, I feel lucky and blessed to be here and be a part of that. But, the whole streak thing of the playoffs and all that stuff, I didn't even really know what the number was until you just said it. So it's not something we really think about. We try to do our best to just stay focused on the task at hand. And right now that task at hand is Lake City. That's where we're at. I mean, obviously one of our team goals is obviously to make the playoffs, but even when we put down team goals, it's, and we do, I mean, goals are important. We put those down, but we put them down and it's something, hey, we don't really, not something we don't talk about necessarily a state champion, everyone knows what that, everyone knows the goal. I mean, so our whole focus for the last 3 weeks has been continually getting better. And now that we're into game week, I mean, obviously our sole focus is on Lake City. And then after that, we'll move on to Mount Morris. But, just like Avery said, we're going to find out really if we're as good as we think we are week one. And, he answered it pretty well. And if we're not, well, by God, we're going to do what it takes to get to where we want to be, whatever that takes. And that's what makes this team and this community so great, because they will do anything you want them to do. They'll put in the work that's necessary to be great. And, that's why I think we got a fantastic shot at being great again. And, we're going to do all the things necessary to try to achieve that.
You know what, Avery, I'll put it to you in a different way. When you first arrived on the scene for this program, and you know what kind of success New Lothrop has had in football, what gave you the sense that you could help further this program along and just continue to build on what was already in place?
So obviously, I mean, coming in, I didn't want to be the quarterback that, was like, the one that kind of like ended the streak. Something about kind of keeping up like with tradition, keeping up with like what we have going. It's just it's like motivation enough, like keep it going. It's like a streak we have. It's what we're known for. Like the town, just always expects us to keep it going. And being like the quarterback, the new quarterback coming in, and years pass, like it's just something that you gotta get past. But at the same time, you can't forget about it. You wanna like work. You, that's like a goal. I feel like everybody on the team has, and it's just something that we're gonna do. Something we gotta do for the town. We gotta do for ourselves and our team.
Avery Moore and Clint Galvis, the quarterback head coach combo for the defending state champion New Lothrop Hornets. The Hornets look to defend the mountain tonight when they open the season at Lake City. The quest to get back to Ford Field and defend that state championship gets underway tonight. Gentlemen, best of luck to you guys this year. Thank you so much for making the time.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Now, it's not just the high school season that kicks off tonight. The college football season also gets underway, and tonight I will be at the newly remodeled Kelly Short Stadium as the Central Michigan Chippewas begin the Jim McElwain era tonight when they host Albany. Fire up Chips! That's going to wrap up episode 8 of A Duff Said, but be on the lookout for episode 9. Don't forget to download and sign up for Podbean and become a subscriber to A Duff Said for all the latest episodes. Until then, if Duff said it, it must be true, because that's what a Duff said.